Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at hunteratsunrise.com, whrv.org, altradio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show. We have a special one today. And I might mention today's is brought to you for the first time with generous support from Carol Butler at the Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And I am joined today by John Fulbright. John, how are you today?
I'm great. Good to be here.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I feel like saying it's about time.
Yeah, you're right.
There
you go. It's been too long.
Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Let's do a song called Until You Were Gone.
Excellent. Here's John Fulbright on Hunter at Sunrise.
I didn't know I was in love with you till you were gone. I was just lonely, I just needed someone to share my nights with, turn me on. I didn't know I was in love with you. I am not heartless, I am not thoughtless, but I can be careless as a child. I can blow caution in a smoke ring and disappear into the wild. But I didn't know about silence till you were gone. The last show's over, the curtain is drawn. I never saw so many sunsets, I never saw a single dawn. I didn't know about silence. Record you gave me, I put it on. The needle didn't jump this time, no, it played the whole song. It sang about all, cried about none. I didn't know I was in love with you till you were gone. I didn't know I was in love with you till you were gone.
Wow. As you might be able to tell, we have a little bit of an audience here. We're on the stage of the Roper Center and with John Fulbright here before his show, and I really thank you for doing the show here this morning, and really I want to congratulate you for a great second album, Songs. That was one of my favorite songs off the record. Thank you for doing that.
Thanks. I'm terrible at titles for records.
So that was the best one you came up with.
That's the only one I could think of.
Well, I'll tell you what, it really sticks with you.
Yeah, it does.
The last time you were here, I believe, or at least the last time I saw you, you were at a house concert at Jim Morrison's North Shore Point House Concert
right.
Series, trading songs with Sam Baker and Kevin Welch and Natalia Zuckerman. Mm-hmm. That was a great night. You must have really enjoyed it because you had a big smile on your face the whole night.
Loved it. Yeah, that was a very memorable night. All around, really a great event.
That was back in 2010, and so much has happened since then. I mean, you put out your first album, and it was in 2012 from the ground up, and it got a Grammy nomination.
Yeah, it did. We called that the Great Grammy Scare of 2012. But yeah, I still don't really understand why that happened.
Yeah.
you know, my first record that we made in a very small studio in Norman, Oklahoma, got put up against Bonnie Raitt, but I'm glad she took it home.
Well, what was it like playing at the Grammys? I mean, you played at the Grammys.
Yeah, it was surreal. I looked out into the audience and I saw, you know, I saw Bonnie Raitt. I saw, you know, Brian Wilson.
Right.
It was nuts. It was just really, I remember forgetting the words or just I was nailing my song just like, okay, close your eyes. You're at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to the end of it and I had lost all sense of how long I'd been playing. And I didn't know if I had 8 bars to go or 18 bars to go or whatever. Like, I just spaced out. And
must be a very heady experience.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Well, then you followed it up with songs. You also, in there somewhere, you had Live from the Blue Door. And you also came away with the Americana Music Association Emerging Artist of the Year. What was it like to get all of this exposure all at once? I mean, you were playing probably smaller places and suddenly, wham.
Well, I wanted to hide, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's nice to be, you know, to be, success is nice. But I'm not going to pretend like I'm not a very shy person. So, yeah, it was a lot of adjustment really fast.
Right.
Not all decisions were great.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a learning process.
Well, your first album, From the Ground Up, I guess is... You actually recorded it, or at least wrote it, in your house, and it's kind of dedicated to your house, is it not?
Yeah, in a way. And I sold a couple of CDs, and I bought a can of paint, and I went back and I painted that house.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. It's in Bearden, Oklahoma?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What kind of place is Bearden?
It's like this, except without any buildings or people or highways or water.
How many people live in Bearden?
200 maybe.
About
I don't
200.
Know.
So you go to all these big cities now. Do you ever think of Bearden?
Oh, I mean, just every second of the day.
Really?
Just walk around thinking, what would it be like to live in a huge city?
Yeah.
You know? And anymore, I think I'd like the idea.
Yeah.
Bearden is a... I always say it's nice because it's an hour away from everything, but it's a pain because it's an hour away from absolutely everything.
Right.
You know, Bearden's the kind of place if you decide you want to eat shrimp this month, you got to decide now before we leave Walmart. You know,
you got to order it way ahead of time.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah,
we're talking with John Fulbright here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song
yeah.
for us?
Let's do God Above. Six long days, and the seventh day he rested. Said there's one sure way that humans can be bested. Give them wine and song, fire and lust. When it all goes wrong, I'm the man to trust. And now you're all my own, all mine together. Will you sing my praise, sing my name forever? I'm God above, Lord God Almighty. But that's not all. Now I got me a flame and it's a swinger's ball. If you don't know my name, or will you think it's hot down there in July? I got the means and the kitchen to fry. Now you're all my own, all mine together. All my doubting children locked away forever. I am God above, Lord God Almighty. The heaven and earth, I made the stars above. How is it too much to ask for a little love? I'll tip my hat to all of your creations. You can fly like birds, destroy entire nations. Go and curse my name with your last breath. If all I brought to your life was death, and now you're all my own, all mine together. Will you sing my praise? Sing my name forever. I am God above, Lord God Almighty, my Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome. John Fulbright here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I noticed that you performed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the tribute to Chuck Berry. Are you a big Chuck Berry fan, or how did land a gig like that?
Yeah, I mean, Chuck. Chuck's the man.
You listened to him a lot when you were growing up?
A healthy amount.
A healthy amount?
Yeah.
Who else did you listen to when you were growing up?
Sure. Whatever was on the radio, I didn't really have the authority to change the station.
Oh, really?
Growing up, yeah. My mom, she would really get on to me for messing with her records, too. So I just kind of listened to whatever she wanted to listen to, which was Three Dog Night. And
well, your parents were really into music, though.
No, not at all. My mom, she had her records, but... That was about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how did you get to listen to so much music? Did she play a lot of music in the house? Or?
Yeah, on the weekends. If she was cleaning the house, she'd spin records for sure.
I see. So when did you decide you wanted to do this full time?
I started playing the guitar to get attention, you know. I'm the youngest of three boys and a lot smaller than the other two.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't play football, and that's kind of your option. It's just you play football or you don't.
Right.
And I didn't. So I
football's very big in Oklahoma.
Yeah, in small towns. I didn't have any sidewalks to skateboard on, so I just kind of played the piano for my whole life in my spare time, and then picked up a guitar when I was about 16.
Uh-huh.
And mom had a, you know, like a 70s country song standards, you know, learn how to play the guitar book. And I think the first song I ever actually learned how to play the chords to was Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, cool.
But, I don't know. It just kind of... I wasn't allowed to get a job because we lived on a farm, and I was supposed to help my dad fix all this stuff that I never ended up helping do anything usually. So couldn't get a job, and I didn't play football, so I just sat around, you know, tried to write really sad songs.
Uh-huh.
Because I was reading a lot of sad stuff, you know, like Edgar Allan Poe and stuff when I was a teenager.
Oh my gosh, dark stuff.
Just dark, yeah, totally. Just pity party kind of stuff, you know. And I wrote songs to match. But I played for tips one day at a restaurant. I was played for tips and all you can eat fried catfish on Fridays when I was 16, and I got paid. I made like $100 for like 5 hours of
wow
playing Steve Earle songs.
Wow.
You know, and I think that was when I went, that's okay, when
it,
you know.
Anyway, that's when it caught on to you.
Yeah, maybe I can do this.
Maybe you could do this. Well, you're so economical with your songs. I mean, that's one thing I noticed. They're very short. They're to the point. Mm-hmm. You know where you're coming from. Where do you think that came from?
It's a language. Like my grandpa, I remember he's a World War II vet, Dust Bowl survivor dude, and he had a way of talking. I remember you could ask him a question, just about anything. As a kid, you know, I'd ask him a question, and then I'd wait.
And it might be 10 minutes before he would answer my question. Just as an example of how, you know, growing up, that's kind of how people talked. I feel like I talk way too much, you know. And, but that's, yeah, I almost had to overcome that in order to be on stage because, I was brought up to, you know, that less was more in that regard.
Yeah. Well, this is a singer-songwriter festival, and I've asked other artists such as yourself this question. What sort of suggestions would you give if you were going to suggest something to someone who was just starting out as a singer-songwriter?
Towns had a good... I'm trying to remember what Towns said about that. It was
Towns
like,
Van Zandt?
Yeah, it was like, you know, learn how to play the guitar if you're playing the guitar. Know how to tune it. You know, like just the little stuff like that. Like
right.
Just kind of, I guess my suggestion would be make sure you know what you're doing before you decide you're going to unleash it onto the world. You know?
Sure.
Woodshed is always good, no matter what stage you are in. Mm-hmm. It's always good to hole up and improve.
Right.
You know?
Get it to where you think you like it. First, I take it.
Yeah, like, for example, I used to think I was a pretty good harmonica player until I went into the studio and recorded myself playing the harmonica, and I realized that I was a really terrible harmonica player.
Uh-huh.
And so I kind of stopped playing it in public, and all I did was obsess about it in private, and now I feel like I'm an adequate harmonica player. But that's, you know what I mean?
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. We're talking with John Fulbright here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more?
I'll do one more.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good. And which is this song here?
This is called The One That Lives Before. I haven't told myself the truth since the first night you were gone. I'd like to think I was living easy, but love was mostly living all alone. Maybe it's the wind blowing us together. Maybe it's the world blowing me away. Maybe the tall trees bow down before us, pleading for a lonely heart to stay. Truth be told, the odds are stacked against us. Truth be told, they often always are. Unless you really care about me, don't go up the stairs without the boy. They let you drive him in your mama's beat-up car. Don't forget the one that lives too far. Some folks make something out of nothing. Some people have to cry too long, while others wait beside the window, wondering why the wind would blow so strong. Now I'll admit I'm feeling cold and naked. It's like I'm standing in the rain, with nothing left out here to hide behind. And
and I wonder if you feel the same. Now, truth be told, the odds are stacked against us. Now, truth be told, they often always are. Unless you really care about me, don't go up the stairs without the boy that lets you drive him in your mama's beat-up car. Don't forget the one that lives too far.
John Fulbright here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thanks again for doing this today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here as well. And have a good show.
Thanks.
Excellent. And I want to thank Jim Palacio for doing the sound here today. Also, Tidewater Arts Outreach for letting me do this before the show up here on the stage of the Roper Center. That's going to do it for me. Next week, we hope to have Aoife Donovan on the show. That should be rather excellent as well, if all goes well. This show will be on demand starting at 11:30 this morning. Means you can listen to it all over again if you want, anytime you want, at hunter@sunrise.com. My name is Hunter Hughes. Thanks so much for listening today. You've been listening to Hunter at Sunrise here on 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio Norfolk, Virginia, and hunter@sunrise.com.